Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's National Ding-a-Ling Day.
All right, all right.
Who's ding-a-ling, yours or mine?
Everybody.
Wasn't that a song?
My ding-a-ling, exactly.
It was the only number one hit for Chuck Berry.
Exactly.
That was only.
Yeah. That was Chuck Berry?
Yeah,
yeah, my okay.
His only yeah. number one hit.
I seem to recall my parents being amused by it, and they're usually not top 40 people.
I do remember
people.
That, too.
It was a top 40 song at the time.
They were amused by that
one. I remember that song. I mean, the second, they re-released that
did
in
they?
The 70s. I'm pretty sure they did, yeah. Heard that in the radio all the time
was
as
his
a kid.
First...
That might not, that's right, that song is like early 70s. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
it
right.
is an early 70s
right.
song.
Okay.
And he was bummed that that was his only number one. Out of all the songs that we know of Chuck yeah. Berry, none of them made it to number one. The song that you've forgotten about made it to number one.
Right. His goofy novelty song.
Yeah.
I don't have Ding-a-Ling in here.
Probably Jeez. Not.
I know we've played it before.
Partially. I know we have, too. I spelled Ding-a-Ling.
D-I-N-G.
I think there's dashes in there. Ding.
Dash, oh.
Yeah. Dash Ling.
I got Ding. Ling. No. Oh, yeah. No ding-a-ling.
A ring? Yeah, never mind.
That's okay. I don't want to hear it anyway.
Yeah.
Really, you know, Jim will freak out if I play my ding-a-ling.
I would be bummed if I were Chuck Berry.
If you want to.
We sure, could. Play a little bit of that. Yeah, whatever. It's a hit for him.
My grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my.
That's a penis reference is what it is, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty racy back in
it was.
72.
Because he was packing, too.
Right.
When do you videotape girls in the bathroom?
Beautiful.
There'd be some stories coming out about him right now.
Yeah.
He's actually busted.
Yeah.
Filming girls in his bar in St. Louis, right.
But he did, what are some hits? Maybelline.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Roll Over Beethoven.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Johnny Be Good. That's what he's most famous for.
Yeah.
Wow, it was his number one hit.
Actually, National Ding-a-Ling Day is a chance for you to call the people that haven't heard from you in a while.
You got to text them first and say, are you available?
Well, yeah. Since this started in the early 70s,
yeah,
that wasn't the origin of the whole thing.
Obviously.
You had to actually ring
someone up. What are
you
calling me for? Text me first.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that
see,
funny?
That wasn't a thing.
I know. You're right. You answered the phone.
You answered the phone.
And it's just weird. You just answer the damn phone.
Yeah. Can you send them a direct message on Twitter?
Nah, that's not it.
That's not part of...
How about a private message on Facebook?
Does it ding-a-ling?
No.
Then no.
How about a text?
Does it ding-a-ling?
How about an email?
Phone's
it
got
does
a ring.
Not ding-a-ling.
Phone's got a ring.
Sometimes
you're ding-a-ling.
Your phone will make a noise if you get a text or an email.
Is it a ding-a-ling?
Pick up your phone.
Well, it depends upon the setting on your phone. I suppose you could set it to ding-a-ling when you got an email.
Who's ding-a-ling? Your ding-a-ling or my ding-a-ling?
They make different sounds, as we all know.
So call someone that you haven't heard from in a while.
Really?
That
I don't
heard
got
from
time
you
today.
No.
I don't have
You're
time.
You're assuming
to...
they want to hear from you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
Of course they do.
Who are you gonna
yes,
call? Who are you gonna
of course
call?
You're right.
Who are you gonna
you
call?
You are assuming that.
Who are you gonna call today?
I don't know who I would call. If I want to talk to someone, I do.
If it's a catch-up call, then you're on the phone too long. That would suck.
Oh, yes.
See, if
yeah.
That's horrible. What I mean. This is a catch-up call. Somebody you haven't called in a while. Who the hell would that be?
Well, you know.
Well, just go through your contact list. Say,
then you, but if it's a, then, if it's for a while, that means you got to explain why you're calling, and then you get to talk about what's been going on in your lives, and that's just not necessary.
It's not.
We're not women here.
Right. And then you gotta.
Although I do know dudes are like women on phones, and I just have never been that guy.
And then you gotta explain that ding-a-ling day thing to them.
As my ding-a-ling, I'm supposed to call somebody.
So I try to check up on Dad on a fairly regular basis, and I get blown off on a fairly regular basis, and I'm starting to like it now. You know, he's busy with his friends. Let me call you back a little later. And then he called me back a little later, and I think it was in the middle of dinner, so I blew him off.
Oh, really? And then blew him off?
Yeah, then we finally got together later.
Got to bring up that Bunny Ranch eventually with your old man.
Yeah, that'd be a while.
Oh, yeah, about a year. Yeah.
Well, Dennis's birthday party is always in September.
Yeah.
And that's usually when he brought Ed down.
Yeah, a couple of times you've been there for that right?
That might be the appropriate length.
This is the weird thing, and this is because, you know, I'm not around. You know, I wasn't around Mom every day. Yeah. I heard, you know, some commotion. It sounded like somebody picked up another phone.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, well, here's Mom. She's going to chime in.
Oh, that sucks.
And
your dad's having a house party, man.
She did not chime in.
Right.
No, they had a parade of... Christmas decorated golf cart that he had to go to last night.
Oh, Jesus.
Driving all around the neighborhood.
Man.
So I got to watch the golf cart parade. I'll call you back.
God, that's old guy place to
like
live,
you.
Man.
Life is good.
Isn't it?
He doesn't like you. Well, if he chose that over you, he doesn't like you.
Yeah, he did call me back.
Okay.
And I would rather have him go hang out with his friends. And...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If someone chooses a golf cart
parade, told you,
I'm
man.
Talking to you.
A single man, now granted, he's not going to think about that stuff now, but a single man at that age, my dad had told me that, because most guys die and women live longer. And when guys hit 80 and he's, like you said, your dad's got all his faculties, he becomes, you know, the cock of the walk there at the golf cart parade. Because there's girls, ladies in their 70s and 80s, or even late 60s, that do not have husbands because they're dead. And they're cruising. And they want some Larry ass.
Dolled up that golf cart just right.
Yeah.
So women do live longer than men. In this country, too?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, by far.
Okay.
This is where we die quicker, for sure, man.
Well, one of the Ditkas tried to tell me that his doctor said that men outlive women.
No, hell no.
No.
No, hell no. My dad recently was at a woman he knows, kind of hangs out with. He went to I think it was last year on New Year's Eve, he went to this, and it was a party, he called it Biddies, and it was like, you know, 10 women at this table, and he's the only man. All these women are saying, how'd you find this one? Hey, and I mean, dad's like 82. How'd you find this one? He's got his hair and he's alive. You know, that was all you need. That was two of the quotes he heard from these women. It's like, they're all just going, ah, because everybody they know is freaking dead.
Got
no, of course women live longer than men.
Got no walker, no cane, and he's breathing?
He's breathing.
Whoa.
Where'd you find? And he drove himself.
Score.
That was another one. He drove himself. They're all three or four legged. That's all you need to be. Alive, have some hair, and drive yourself.
The bars change
even
through
the hair
life, don't
probably,
they?
What?
The bars change
totally,
through life.
Man. Totally they change. Especially if, you know, if there's few men around.
Imagine what those ladies' now, bar used to be.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be so much higher.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, Dad's bar is higher, too, because of the Bunny Ranch.
Well, his bar may be higher.
Yeah, it is.
But theirs is lower
right.
than it used to be.
Yeah, you know, the hair part was optional, I'm sure, but still. The alive and driving. Drove himself, and he's alive.
And he's got his own place.
That's right, got his own place.
He's not living in some assisted living community.
No, nope, no, hell no.
So if you want to deliver bad news to someone, maybe a breakup, maybe giving them, you know, maybe if you're a doctor, telling mm-hmm. them about some sort of physical malady that they may have, how do you do it? Do you kind of lead up to it and say, you know, you're all right, but, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and then you break up with them, or do you just go ahead and say, we're breaking up?
I was the worst breaker up in the history of life. I'm probably joined a club by a lot of guys. I just acted different. And then they would say, what's wrong? And I'd make a face, and then they'd freak out.
I never...
Or be happy they left me.
Never really broke up with anybody.
It's not cool. Been broke up with before, so that's...
I have.
Yeah, so have I. I've been both. I mean, it's haunted me, and then I've done some stupid stuff myself.
Some people think you should soften the impact of the news by padding it with an explanatory buffer, laying out the case for what you're about to say before you say it.
Oh, my breakup terms came in a big padded envelope.
Well, that's called a divorce. Yeah. That was a divorce, so you're right.
Other people say you should just use the Band-Aid method, deliver the bad news first, and then save your commentary for afterward.
But don't ever say, I just want to be friends, after you've already had a sexual relationship. You know, maybe 6-8 months down the road, and the guy or the woman is over you. But don't ever say you want to be friends.
Especially if you're a dude.
Well, guys never really say that.
No.
But a woman's broke up with me before and said, I just want to be friends. After we've already had a pretty intense relationship, I said, no, that ain't going to happen.
No.
I mean, it ain't going to happen, you know?
That's a demotion. You don't want a demotion.
No, nobody wants to
I
be that guy.
I got friends.
Exactly.
So researchers looked into this. They had an experiment. They asked participants, in one of the experiments, they asked participants to imagine that they'd been dating a person that they liked for about a month. And that they met up with that person in a cafe. They were then asked which of the two scenarios would be least bothersome. Either the explanatory buffer, laying out the case first and then saying it, or the Band-Aid method. 74% of the participants preferred the Band-Aid method, the direct approach to getting dumped.
Yeah. It's probably better.
Respondents showed similar preferences when it came to getting bad medical news.
Well, I just do this.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
That's ripping the Band-Aid off right there.
Yeah. Study found that when receiving bad news related to health or safety, people just want to get the information straight up. If your house is on fire, you want to know your house is on fire, damn it.
Right.
If you have cancer, you want to know you have cancer. You don't want the doctor.
How was that with you, Craig?
Yeah. You don't want the doctor talking about this, that, and the other thing, and then finally coming around to, you have cancer.
I won't talk about you beating it because that's another conversation. But when they told you you had cancer, what'd he say?
Did he bring it in?
Yes, you have cancer.
I was told originally that, most of the time those lumps are cancer, but we're going to check it.
Got it.
And then?
Oh, he did say most of the time, so you knew it was in your head already.
Yeah, so it was already there. Sure. And then, cancer, we're going to go get that.
Shortly afterwards, the barbershop quartet came in.
You have cancer.
And then he proceeded to kick its ass.
Right.
Did you ask when he said most of the time they're cancer, but did you say benign or malignant, and he said we don't know?
No.
Okay, you didn't want to know that one.
No, I just assumed it was bad, and I assumed that I got it in time, and here we go.
Okay.
And that's what happened. The doctors knew what they were doing.
I'm not getting into you beating it. That's not the point. I'm asking.
No, that's what I thought. I had full confidence in the doctors. I could feel this lump right there in the neck.
I felt it too.
There it is right there.
Speed bump.
Go get it.
Right.
So they did.
I kind of liked it.
I did too. Yeah. I did. Kind of tickled.
The lump was off to the side. What you were remember when I still had tonsils
and a helmet and a huge uvula too.
Remember when I still had tonsils?
I do.
Well, I miss those. Yeah. You had some talented tonsils too.
Oh my God!
It's a shame they had to take them away.
Yeah, they did.
You were one of the few guys who knew how to use them. They say they're kind of useless.
Yeah.
No.
Not if you have a certain talent.
Well,
like Craig
did. Sometimes you got to build up the muscles a little bit.
Yep.
Kind of like Kegels for the
face.
For the tonsils. Yes, for the throat.
Kegels for the throat.
For the throat.
Yep. Yes, throat Kegels.
That is brutal, this conversation.
We are so far off the rails, we can't even see them from here.
Oh, throat Kegels. That was his nickname. Craig Throat Kegels.
That's going to be somebody's
Deadpool name.
I hope it will be someone's.
So you can say it forever next year.
Deadpool name.
Throat Kegels.
Because I'll forget. Yeah.
Throat Kegels had Bob Barker.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that. Now, Throat Kegels has to put Bob Barker on there in case he kicks next year. That's going to ring a bell with all of us. Oh, my God, that happened. It's crazy.